You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Another Short Shifts episode. We got 10 minutes on the clock. I'm here with my man Jeffrey Jehu Lavecchio, gonna be a daddy. Ooh. Coming up here in a little bit. Got a question for you, got a little topic. Should you choose to accept, I think you're gonna knock this one out of the park. You ready, my man?
Let's get it.
What do you look for in a captain? What do you look for in a captain? If you're a coach that's picking one, or like, you know, you had any advice out there for kids who want to be a captain, like what are some things that you're looking at for leader of your team? Let's go.
Wow. I love this. Heart. Number one, heart.
Like, so what does that mean? Like that might mean different things to different people. So for you, what does that mean?
Do they show up every day? Do they care about themselves, about their teammates, about the team, about hockey, about life? Are they passionate? You know, like obviously not everybody's going to feel good every single day, but on the days that they don't feel good, do they still give whatever they have in the tank? Like, to me, that's heart. So I would say heart.
Actually, before you go on, can I say something real quick?
No. Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So I was listening to a podcast. I talked about it on our mailbag episode, but it was with Inky Johnson and Ed Mylett. So phenomenal interview. And he said something that this might be one of those ones that like go up on your wall, dude.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Ready? The thing that he said were champions were made on the other side of, I don't feel like it.
So true.
Right?
So true.
Champions are on the other side of, I don't feel like it. And there's so many days where you don't feel like it, right? Even you. Like there's days you don't feel like going to the gym. Probably a lot of them. Like,
especially now. You go. Not when I was younger. Now. Yeah.
But like, that's so true, man. Like I think about, and like, if I had any regrets, like going back to my playing days, like I was probably in the top 5% of people of doing things on the days where you don't feel like them, but still that 5%, it's like,
yeah.
That's 5% where you're like, I could've, you know?
100%.
So I'll let you get back to the borophil, but I heard that champions are made on the other side of, I don't feel like it.
No, I couldn't agree more. You know, doing things that you know you need to do when you don't want to do them is not easy. And that's what separates successful people from non-successful people. And I'm not saying push yourself so hard you make yourself sick, but there's still things you can do on certain days that will allow you to keep the ball rolling and momentum, to keep you building confidence, to keep your brain going, all those things. But I would say things I'm looking for in a captain, heart, obviously, leadership, and there's multiple different kind of leaders, you know, so it could be different kinds. It could be all of them. If I'm looking at a captain, has to be somebody that leads by example, but not all of them have to be talkers. I've played with guys and coached guys who were less vocal, and I played with guys and coached guys who were more vocal. For me, it's are they authentic in however their leadership, whatever their leadership style is. So authenticity in their leadership is one that's like really important. And when you're younger, there will be, you know, some inauthenticity, possibly, as you're learning how to be a leader and who you are as a person and all of those things that comes with growing and age and all those kind of things. But like somebody who's an authentic leader, not doing it for the look at me's, or I just want to wear a letter because I think that'll get me to the next level. Like people who really enjoy leading. And then just so heart and those, and then I don't know, somebody who absolutely hates losing and absolutely loves to win. I want somebody who, I don't care if it's who can chew bubble gum faster, they want to win. Who can, you know, pee faster, they want to win at that. Who's gonna grab more food at the buffet, they're gonna win at that. I don't care what the competition is, they want to compete at everything in their life, and they want to win, and they will do anything to win. Like those are the guys that I want as leaders. You?
I love that. Before I get into what I think, I'm going to say something that like I think is interesting. If you asked every coach out there, let's call it at the higher levels, if you asked every coach how important player leadership was to the success of your team on a 0 to 10 scale, what do you think those coaches would say?
10 out of 10.
Every one of them would say
10 out of 10 out of 100 times.
Okay. The next question is way more important. And so I'll have every coach that's listening to this look in the mirror a little bit here. If you think player leadership is that important, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much time and effort do you put into actually developing leaders? If it's that important to us having a successful year, do you have any leadership development curriculum? Do you have any leadership development plan? Do you have a leadership group that you speak with? You know, we need to do a much better job, and I'm raising my hand because I never did a ton of this when I was coaching at the youth levels. Did quite a bit of it at like the college level, but like not as much at youth, which I should have. Like you have to develop leaders. Like there is, it's like a nature nurture thing. There are certainly things in people's DNA that allow them to lead. They just have something in them, but that can be nurtured, that can be developed. And some people don't know their leaders until you push them to be a leader, you know? And so before I list off kind of like what I think, like we need to be developing this stuff in kids. We need to be developed. And that's why I think it's so important. Like at the young ages, like reward, like have a rotating captaincy. You know, like let everybody lead, let everybody be the captain, let everybody give the pregame speech, you know, like just teach kids what it means. And then actually when they do that after that day, hey, here's some feedback. You did great when you did this, but like, hey, make sure you're yourself. Like you don't need to like go psycho on the guys type stuff. So like leadership development is like leaders are made, they're born, but they're made as well. Do you know what I mean? Like how many coaches that you know actually have like a leadership development plan that they use with their players?
I played 10 years pro, 3 years of college, 3 years of juniors, and I don't think I had any coaching on being a leader. Maybe a little bit in college we talked about that, but other than that, and I was a captain on almost every team, like some form. I don't think I had any. I will say though, the 2 years that I coached when I retired, I did talk to our captains about this type of stuff and all the guys on the team, like about leading in whatever role
they were. It should be everybody, especially in
talked about it a lot. Yeah. Talk about it in my gym all the time.
So I'm actually,
you're right.
I put this question out there because I'm actually developing like a leadership development curriculum for hockey teams.
Love it.
Something that you can do on a bi-weekly basis, conversations that you can have with your, whether it's you want it to be with your leadership group, if you're older, if you want it with like everybody, like leadership development is everything, man, in my opinion anyway.
Here's a question for you, Mr. Cornell. Does bi-weekly mean twice a month or twice a
week? Every other week.
Twice a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it meant, but like, doesn't that not make sense? Like bi is two weekly.
All right. We're getting off topic here. We're getting off topic. We only have 10 minutes. We can talk about this off air. Jeez Louise. Anyways. So I just want to hit on what you said. Leaders have to be authentic. dude, there's so many different leaders. You look back, I look back at the best leaders I ever had. There's not one way to do it. There's not one way to do it. So you got to lead authentically yourself. I think if I have a leader, first of all, I think leaders, and if you're talking about captains, like I think the team should pick the captains. I don't think the coaches should pick the captains. Coaches can certainly have a say and they're collecting the votes, but like, I think your team should be doing that. We got a minute left here. The other thing, and you alluded to this, I think you cannot wear letter unless you're an everydayer. Cannot wear letter unless you're an everydayer. You cannot lead if you don't have a great work ethic. You can't. You just absolutely can't. Because as a leader, you have to be one that's holding people accountable. And if you don't do the things that you're holding other people accountable for them not doing, then it falls on deaf ears. And that creates resentment. It creates schisms in the locker room. And that's never, ever a good thing. So I think your leaders have to be everydayers, man. They have to be leading from the front with their work ethic. What?
I just saw that you said your name's T-Bone. Start calling you T-Bone from now on.
You like that?
We got 10 seconds. I love that. Listen to what Tove just said. Rewind it 20 seconds. Your captains don't have to be the guys who put up the most points. They got to be everydayers. Share the show.
Share the show, baby.